from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bill healthcare vote today. U.S. President Donald Trump's first major test to move his legislative agenda is set for later on today after Republicans postponed Thursday's vote in the House of Representatives on their health care reform bill over uncertainty about its passage. Mr. Trump has threatened his fellow Republicans with leaving Obamacare in place and focusing on other issues if they do not support a vote Friday on new health care legislation, a signature campaign promise of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Speaker of the House, Republican Paul Ryan, last evening.
We've been promising the American people that we will repeal and replace this broken law because it's collapsing and it's failing families. And tomorrow we're proceeding.
President Trump lobbied lawmakers who are not backing the bill, putting his skills as a dealmaker on the line. Trump, however, failed to win over the conservative House Freedom Caucus by Thursday's planned vote and even alienated some moderates afraid for their political future. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is a free man after being detained in prisons and hospitals for 6 years following the Arab Spring uprising in 2011. He left a military hospital Friday. Mubarak was the first leader to face trial after the Arab Spring uprisings that swept the region in 2011. Belgian prosecutors have charged the man who attempted to drive at high speeds Thursday through a shopping center in Antwerp with terror offenses, including attempted murder. The 39-year-old French national and resident identified as Mohamed R. was charged with an attempt to murder in a terrorist manner, an attempt to hit and wound in a terrorist manner, and arms infractions that, according to federal prosecutor's office on Friday. This is VOA News. The Turkish Foreign Ministry says it has summoned Russia's top diplomat in Turkey over the killing of one of its soldiers that has been blamed on a Syrian Kurdish group that Moscow is supporting. The dispute, as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, is putting increasing strain on rapprochement efforts between the two countries.
The Russian chargé d'affaires was summoned Thursday by the Turkish Foreign Ministry and warned that Turkey will retaliate against the Syrian Kurdish group if there is a repeat of Wednesday's cross-border attack. The Turkish military claims that a sniper of the YPG, a Syrian Kurdish militia, killed one of its soldiers. Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesman Hussein Muftuoğlu said in a weekly press briefing that Moscow was responsible for preventing such instances.
Buna karşı müttefik ve olmaktadır.
Steps should be taken in order to prevent similar cases in the future, and a reprisal would be aimed at the Syrian Kurdish group if such an attack was repeated. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday it is very important to overcome Turkey's resistance and include the Syrian Kurds in upcoming talks. The U.S. State Department is asking American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. This directive also instructs U.S. posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or of having been in Islamic State group-controlled areas. It is the first evidence of the extreme vetting of foreigners entering in the United States that President Donald Trump promised during his campaign. Tens of thousands of health workers were fanned out across 13 Central and Western African countries to vaccinate more than 116 million children under the age of 5 against polio. World Health Organization and UN Children's Fund are spearheading the immunization campaign. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The synchronized vaccination campaign, one of the largest ever conducted in Africa, will run from March 25th to 28th. Director of Polio Eradication at the World Health Organization, Michel Zafran, says children must be immunized in a short span of time to raise childhood immunity to polio across the continent.
The synchronization of these immunization campaigns is needed to rapidly strengthen protection. If all children are vaccinated at the same time, or around the same time, in a very short period of time, the virus cannot find anywhere to hide.
The African countries will be declared polio-free if no case of polio is detected in the next 3 years. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.